As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha of ourselves. In our last episode, we were talking about the generosity of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, a discussion that we will continue in today's episode as well. Generosity, dear viewers, is something that should be prominent in the character of a believer. And Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, the Ahlul Bayt, they showed us how to be generous. They prioritized others over their own needs. Even at the times when they were starving, they were hungry themselves, they had kept a fast and they had prepared only a little bit of food. Some bread that they had prepared for themselves at the time of iftar, if someone came and asked for food, they would give that very food to them. And this shows the greatest extent of generosity that can be shown by anyone. Whether it was wealth, whether it was food, whatever it was, they gave it all to others, showing us the true servants of Allah, the true chosen people of Allah, who live and die only for the sake of Allah. The worldly wealth, worldly provisions, they do not mean anything for them. They prioritize others over their own needs. And it also teaches us a great lesson that we should also be generous. Those noble figures did not possess enough for themselves, but yet they gave it to others. Here we are, who even after fulfilling our own needs, meeting our own basic needs, we can look after others as well. But yet we are very, very negligent in this regard. There's a beautiful account before me that demonstrates the level of generosity that Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, the Ahlul Bayt, they possessed. And how greatly we can also take pearls of wisdom from it in order to have the element of generosity in our nature as well. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he is the narrator of this account, who says that one person from Banu Sulaym tribe comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and very disrespectfully says to him that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you the same magician, same sorcerer, ma'adallah, regarding whom it is famous that his shadow does not fall on the ground? By God, if I did not have this thought in my mind that my nation would be displeased with me, would be angry of me, if I did not have this thought in my mind, then I would, ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah, behead you with my sword. Astaghfirullah. These are the words that he said, that I would, astaghfirullah, behead you with my sword. So with the thought that my nation would be displeased of me, would be angry of me, with this thought, I'm not doing this, otherwise I would have done this. So listening to these insolent and these disrespectful words, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, came forward in order to teach a lesson to this disrespectful person. But the mercy of all the worlds, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, stopped Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said to that person that, fear the punishment of the hereafter, fear the hellfire, abandon the worship of idols and worship the Lord Almighty, who is one and only, who is wahdahu la sharik. I am not a sorcerer, rather I am a servant and messenger of Allah Almighty. Now listening to these impactful words from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, such a revolution took place within this person that he instantly became a Muslim. So you can imagine, dear viewers, that a person came and he uttered such disrespectful words in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And look at the way how the Prophet ﷺ reacted and how he treated this person who's threatening him, this person who's disrespecting him. So how the Prophet ﷺ treated him, the companion, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, he advanced forward to teach him a lesson, but the Prophet ﷺ stopped him. And how beautifully he alayhi salatu wasalam gave him invitation towards Islam, and the non-believer, he accepted Islam, he became a Muslim instantly. Now, what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did, he taught us a lesson that how should we react when someone is disrespectful towards us. And Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh did what an ardent devotee of the Prophet would do, that not at all, never ever, we can bear any disrespect towards our Prophet, towards the Prophet of Rahmah, towards the Prophet of Mercy, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he very kindly, very showering mercy upon him, he invited him towards Islam, and that person accepted Islam. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him that, how much wealth do you have? And that person replied that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, in Banu Salim tribe, there are 4,000 people, and no one in that tribe is poorer than me. No one in the tribe is more destitute than me. So now the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam addressed the companions alayhi ridwan and said to them that, is there anyone amongst you who can buy a camel for him? So Sayyidina Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anh said that, I have one she-camel which I give to him. Allahu Akbar. Look at the brotherhood again formed over here, and how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked the companions to help him financially. And through every question now, dear viewers, just think to yourself that how the companions, they also sacrificed everything of theirs for their fellow Muslims, for their fellow brothers. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked the companions, who amongst you can buy a camel for him? And Sayyidina Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, he says that, I have a she camel and I give it to him. Just a new Muslim he is. There's no family relations between Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu and this new Muslim. No terms, nothing. Just became a Muslim, the bond of brotherhood is formed, and when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked for something straight away, he gives the she camel to him. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked that, who can cover his head? Upon this, the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, took off his imama, his blessed turban, and placed it on his head. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked that, who can arrange for food for this person, for this time's food for this person? Now Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu got up and he went to a few houses, but coincidentally he could not find anything. Then he radiallahu anhu went and knocked at the door of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she radiallahu anha asked that, who is it? And Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu replied that, it's me, Salman. So she asked that, why have you come? What is the reason for your arrival here? So he mentioned the entire account to Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Listening to this, she radiallahu anha had tears in her eyes. And she said that, O Salman, by Allah, by the Lord who sent my father as messenger, today is the third day that people in my house have not eaten. However, you've come to my door. How can I return you empty-handed? Take this shawl and go to the non-believer named Shim'un and say to him that, keep this shawl of Fatima, daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anha, and in exchange of this, give a little bit of barley. So Salman Farsi radiallahu anh now takes that shawl of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha and goes to Shim'un and mentions the entire account to Shim'un and says to him what Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha had instructed him to say. So when Shim'un saw the blessed shawl of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, an emotional state overwhelmed him, and he said that, O Salman radiallahu anh, these are the very sacred people regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his messenger Musa alayhi salam news in the Dora, with the truthfulness of my heart, with the sincerity of my heart, I embrace faith upon the father of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Saying this, that non-believer, he recited the kalima, he took the shahada and became Muslim. And after this, Shamoon gave to Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he brought that with extreme reverence and respect in the court of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Shamoon recited the kalima, he took the shahada, and very respectfully he gave bale to Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, and out of extreme reverence and honor, he also returned the blessed shawl of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha to Salman Farsi radiallahu anha. So now Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she supplicated for Shamoon, and she radiallahu ta'ala anha ground those barley seeds that she had, and she prepared some food with it and gave it to Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an. Now Salman Farsi radiallahu an, she said to Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that keep some from it for your house as well. Remember, they had not eaten for 3 days, and now food has come, which is permissible for them to keep for themselves as well. They could have sent some for the new Muslim, and they could have kept some for themselves as well. So Salman Farsi radiallahu an said to them that keep some for your house as well. So Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha replied that I asked for it, I brought it just with the intention of giving it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I brought it and cooked it just solely for this intention. Now for me to take any food from it is not right. So Salman Farsi radiallahu anh took that food, took it to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and mentioned him the entire account. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave that food to the new Muslim, and he came to the house of his beloved daughter Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. As he comes, he sees that the blessed face of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha had become pale due to hunger, and the signs of weakness were apparent from her. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sat her down, reassured her, and made dua for her that, O Allah, Fatima is your servant, she's your slave. Stay pleased with her. Allah Akbar, dear viewers. We can see from this account that the level of generosity, the extent of generosity of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha of the blessed household, it was to the greatest degree, greatest extent it had reached. And it also shows us that this is something that determines the levels of faith of a believer. Now the example that we see in the seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the seerah of Ahlul Bayt, that is unprecedented. We can't see this type of generosity in the history, where they prioritized others over themselves. For 3 days they are hungry themselves. The food has arrived in their house, and it is permissible for them to keep some for themselves as well. And no one will question them. No one will even say anything to them. No one will even object to it. But yet, what does she say? I asked for this food through my shul just for the sake of donating it, giving it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for me to keep any of it is not correct for me. Look at the piety, look at the taqwa, what these noble individuals they had. And then how they prioritized the needs of others over themselves. Their children are hungry, but yet they send that food for others. This is the level of generosity which is beyond our comprehension, but it invites us, dear viewers, to think about our own state of generosity. That do we observe generosity even to the extent of meeting needs of other people after we have fulfilled our own needs? Once we have fulfilled our own needs, still we have wealth through which we can look after other poor people. Do we even do that? When it comes to give zakat, which is fard upon us, do we give zakat duly and wholeheartedly, making sure that we give exact amount of zakat? Allahu Akbar. These are those things, serious, that we need to ask ourselves. And when we talk about feeding others, subhanallah, such an act which is greatly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, it is stated that whoever feeds a hungry Muslim, Allah Almighty will feed him fruits of paradise on the day of judgment. Whoever gives Muslim water to drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him drink sealed and pure wine on the day of judgment. Whoever clothes an unclothed Muslim, then Allah Almighty will make him wear green garments of paradise. In another narration, as it is stated, whoever feeds a hungry Muslim to his fill, Allah Almighty will make him enter paradise through the door through which only such kind of people, these kind of people will enter. So that door will be specifically for those people who feed hungry Muslims. So dear viewers, there's so many beautiful glad tidings for those who feed Muslims. And the seerah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt, is teaching us that we should also have this characteristic in our seerah. This is something that is very, very important for us. Okay, we can't, of course, reach their level where we prioritize others over our needs. But after we fulfilled our basic needs, the access that we have, after fulfilling our own needs, paying rent, getting the groceries done, everything, the excess amount of money that we have, with a very small amount of money, dear viewers, we can look after poor people in other parts of the world. Very small amount of money. But we do not pay much attention towards it. They are also creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should look after them. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, he gave a she-camel to the new Muslim just because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said for this. And look at what Fatima Zahra radiallahu anhu did and taught us what we should do. So dear viewers, keep in mind that being believers, we should have generosity within us. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also greatly emphasized on the attribute of generosity. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is the religion which Allah has chosen for you. Islam is the religion which Allah has chosen for you. And the reformation of your religion depends upon generosity and noble character. Thus, adorn your religion through both of these, meaning through generosity and through noble character. So both these things, dear viewers, being generous and having a noble character is very, very important for us. And one's religion, one's faith becomes adorned through these two attributes. And the reform of one's religion, one's faith, is dependent upon generosity and upon noble character. And the previous account that we covered, we can see what beautiful character the Prophet ﷺ exemplified. He showed, he demonstrated, and he showed us that even if someone is rude to you, how should we behave towards them kindly? That's the peak, the greatest extent of nobility of character that one can ever have. The Prophet ﷺ is the greatest role model. There's no one superior than him in every perspective of nobility, in every perspective of excellence. The Prophet ﷺ is the greatest. So the Prophet ﷺ's noble character is the greatest of the role models for us to follow. And then we could see from the seerah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, from the seerah of Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu anha, from the seerah of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, how they demonstrated generosity, how they gave everything of theirs to their fellow Muslim. Upon one call of the Prophet, upon one command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, something that they themselves needed, they gave it to their fellow Muslim brother. So the reform of one's faith depends upon generosity and noble character. So in the light of this saying, we need to evaluate our own character, that where do we stand? What is the state of our generosity? What is the state of our noble character? And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he has mentioned a hadith, and he says that as long as you remain upon your deen, upon your faith, then honor it through these two things, meaning generosity and noble character. And when there is said that as long as you remain upon your faith, then we say inshallah forever. We will stay on Iman, on Islam forever, inshallah, as long as we die. And inshallah, we will die as believers as well. We will die on Iman, on Islam as well. So all our life, we should honor our faith through generosity and through noble character. These two elements are very, very important for us, dear viewers, that our faith would be adorned, would be beautified through these two attributes. Otherwise, if we don't have these attributes within our faith, then just imagine something which is not adorned, something which is not beautified. The importance of that thing is not same anymore now. So if you want to highlight the importance of any object, importance of anything, that we tend to adorn it, we tend to beautify it. Same is the state with our iman, with our faith, that if we want to adorn it, if we want to beautify it, it would be adorned through generosity. It would be adorned through noble character, and the reform of our faith is dependent upon generosity and noble character. So within our surroundings, in our community, within our social network, every now and then we get the opportunities of demonstrating our generosity, demonstrating our noble character, whether it is financial affairs, whether it is dealing with someone, whether dealing with our friends, our family members, whoever it may be. We do get these opportunities where we can reflect our generosity, where we can show our noble character. But unfortunately, today, many of us are failing in this ever so important task. So as we want to become better Muslim, as we want to become, we should try to become better believers. These two things, generosity, noble character, which I keep reiterating, this is something that we need to have within our character. And if you want to follow any example, the Lady of Paradise, Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, is someone whose legacy should be followed, who prioritized even others over her own needs. This is something that we also need to do, dear viewers. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the Lady of Paradise, Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The Lady of Paradise with a heart full of divine grace. See you.